HKX. Back on frequency.
W4SOE Mobile, just left Chad's place, headed back towards town.
Leroy just left, so, and I just got me a map of North Carolina.
Very first. I don't think I've owned a map since Google came around.
Hey, I got a call from Rich, so I'll be right back. 3KO4HKX.
Really busy.
Rich is on the phone. He's trying to reach you.
It's around and my battery died. It's going to have to give me a few minutes. It's like 2%. Can you relay?
Roger.
4HKX. This is W4ATP.
W4ATP. This is KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Do you have any traffic for the station?
I don't have any traffic for South Carolina. It's been pretty quiet for down there.
All right, I'm back at my home station. I'm going to get my HT out and go try to get up some debris in the yard. W4ATP.
Roger that. KO4HKX. Clear.
Go ahead, Dave. KA5WML. Dave, stand by. I'll check with him. Stand by. KA5WML.
W4DJ WKO4HKX. Had contact in Conesty Falls with a ham up, I think two hams in there. Haven't heard any damage actually in Conesty Falls, but 276 from Bavard side is impassable. And I repeat, impassable. Coming up from Greenville side, it was impassable last I heard yesterday, but I have not heard today. So that being said, that's the latest I have on that. Have not, but you can send them my call. I've got Winlink up so they can email me directly. And I will see if I can't go back through my notes and find the call sign for the gentleman in Conesty Falls. I've been trying to jot down location so that I could do that. And hopefully he's still on the air. That is correct. 04 HKX, standing by. You're welcome, Dave. Thank you.